from the Chairwoman of the Health and Human Needs Committee, appointing members to the Administrative Determination Review Committee.
Madam Chairman, Mark Grady, Acting Corporation Counsel. This item's before you. There is an administrative appeal occurring under Chapter 110 related to a pharmacy RFP for Behavioral Health Division. It has now reached the stage where the appeal is brought to the Standing Committee, which is this committee, and the Chapter 110 gives the chair, subject to this committee's approval, the authority to either have the Standing Committee hear the appeal itself or to appoint a separate Administrative Review Committee. Chairwoman Roma West chose the latter, and so what you have before you is her proposal for the members of the Standing Review Committee, which this committee must approve.
Okay.
Thank you. Supervisor Weishan?
Thank you, Madam Chair. This, I think, is a very interesting item and very complicated, and to a certain extent, but I don't think too complicated for this committee. And what I would suggest is that we exercise our authority on this and have the Standing Committee, our committee here, review the appeal, and we just schedule it for a special committee meeting and hear all the evidence presented in a public forum. I'm very concerned about how these things with these contracts and these review committees kind of take place in some office building, some bureaucratic process, and it really doesn't get the light of day that it deserves. So I guess I'll be looking for Corp Counsel for just a little direction here on the appropriate motion if I'm not really satisfied with this. Like I said, it would be my preference to have the committee hear the appeal. And
that's not before us. So what's before us is the fact that I've made the decision as the chair of the committee, which is a decision that I am, as the chair of the committee, free and able to make. And the decision that I've chosen is that we will go with an Administrative Determination Review Committee. And so what's before us is to approve the members of that committee.
Thank you, Madam Chair, for that description. I'm not disputing your authority. I'm looking for Corp Counsel's, as I said, a little direction on this. And as we seem to differ on that, and if it is appropriate to make another motion that would, other than just voting no against this list of individuals.
I'm afraid I don't have Chapter 110 in front of me. I believe that the chairwoman is correct that she gets to make the decision on which committee hears it. I think the only discretion for this committee is to approve the membership of that committee. So I think your only real discretion is to say you don't like one or more of the members she's proposed and to propose an alternate member. I believe that's your discretion. But if you want me to be 100% certain on that, you have to give me a break to look it up real quick.
Fine. I guess we could do it'd be appropriate to temporarily lay the item over, and we can go on to the next item. But my point being, and maybe if the chair could reconsider during the break, I do think that there are some constraints when you do the just the review committee by staff. And I think that this is an item that should be, before the committee, and we should exercise our authority in that manner. And I would hope maybe you would reconsider that.
Mr. Grady?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just want to make a couple quick comments. The chairwoman did consult with me about this process and this decision. I want to make it clear that it was my recommendation that she go this direction. Now, she's not bound by it, and so I want to make that clear as well. one of the reasons for my recommendation is that this committee will have the ultimate decision on the award of this contract. So no matter what happens at the Administrative Appeal Committee, the ultimate award of the contract will be before this board. And no matter who is recommended, everyone who participated in the RFP process is free to come to the committee meeting and argue whatever they want to argue in front of the committee. And so I personally think it's a better practice to have the Administrative Appeal separate from the Standing Committee. It's the practice that Supervisor Broderick has followed at Parks Committee prior to my advice on this matter. But so it's just generally my feeling that it's better to do it that way. Obviously, I don't control the votes. I'm not a member of the county board, and you can do differently as you see fit.
Right. I do believe the precedent has been set, and I think that it does remove us from any perceived conflict of interest to have two separate committees, one committee that will review this information, and then us, this committee, having the final vote as to whether or not that contract is awarded. Supervisor Weishaupt.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I guess then, is this review committee, when they meet, is this a public process where the public or any county supervisor can sit in and listen to it?
Yes.
And I guess that is, I would at least request that information of when this meeting takes place be presented to this committee, so at least you can go and hear it for yourself. Because I do believe there are some differences in how, you could say, how things are presented at this review committee versus what is presented if it was the committee here, the standing committee, that would hear the appeal. And that's what I want is a full accounting, full open accounting of this entire process, because the more that I have looked into this, the more disappointed I've become on this. And so if you could just point out just, the differences between having the standing committee review this versus this appointed committee, that might be helpful.
Madam Chair, first of all, I'd be happier, I'm not in charge, but whoever's going to be in charge of the committee, I'm sure can get the information on the date and time to the committee, mm-hmm. to this committee. Supervisor Weishaupt is correct. This committee does serve a different function than, in my opinion anyway, than the ultimate committee that approves the contract. This committee is designed to be essentially a review of the process, the RFP process, and whether it was fair, whether it was equitable, whether it was followed the way it's supposed to be followed, and whether there was a legitimate basis, you know, for the award. The recommendation, if you will. And so that's a slightly different question. It may be subsumed in what the Standing Committee does, but what the Standing Committee does is makes a bigger, broader public policy decision. You know, you can decide, for appropriate reasons, to not follow the recommendation of the department on any contract. I don't think it's a good idea to do that willy-nilly, but you can do it. You have the legal authority to do that. And so if this administrative review process, let's assume for the sake of argument, it confirms the process and says it's okay, that doesn't mean that you, when you have the contract, have to follow it. You have a different set of considerations. You have to consider things related to public policy. You have to consider whatever else you think is appropriate to consider in awarding the contract. That's a different question, I think, a broader question than what this committee has as its function. And so I think they do serve slightly different purposes. And so I do think that's another reason why it's a good idea to have them done separately.
Well, my concern is that, one, how things are presented to this review committee and what they actually get to review versus what this committee would get to review. And then the second point is then we get put at the disadvantage of saying we went against the so-called experts or something like that. So it isn't as simple as you just don't need to follow what they say. The fact is that if we hear the review, And if the evidence that is presented, that normally wouldn't be presented under the review process if it is just done administratively here, and we come to a conclusion that we're not happy with the award, then we have an open for everyone to hear. They can see how we made our decision. If you go the other route, no one's going to pay attention to this. There's probably going to be these three people at this meeting and a handful of other people, and that's it. The media is not going to cover it. And then they'll come to our committee meeting and say, we recommend you do this. And if we don't like that, we're put at a severe disadvantage of countering any of that. So that's why I would just suggest that we not take this. And I've just come to that conclusion. I think we're better served as a body if we actually perform this review in this circumstance. If that's not the pleasure of the committee, so be it. But that's all I have to say. Thank you, Corp Counsel. Thank you, Madam Chair, for the time.
Okay. So what is before us is the creation of an administrative determination review committee. That is my desire. The precedent has been set twice by the Parks Committee. They have used and followed this method. In my eyes, it alleviates any question of conflict of interest because we do have the final vote on this contract. And it is an open process, though if you want to listen to the hearing, you're more than able to do that. And so again, I would like for, as this body having the final determination on the contract, for it to be handled by this other entity. We do have a card from David Halbrooks, who is here on behalf of Roshan's Omnicare and is requesting to speak.
Excuse me. Good afternoon, Madam Chair, members. Thank you for the opportunity to appear here today. I want to just go over a couple of points and then kind of fill in some of the details of the discussion that you had. with regard to Ration's appeal, we have not yet received all of the documents that we have requested necessary to perfect our appeal. We've been attempting to obtain public records for several months now. The Corporation Council and BHD has fought the release over the course of about 8 court hearings so far. Not surprisingly, the court has ruled that all except a few pieces of paper must be turned over at this point. Despite the fact that we've already received several thousand pages of very disturbing documents, there's still several thousand more waiting to be reviewed. We're waiting for Mr. Grady to finish that review. We understand and understood last week at the beginning of the week the process is going to be delayed because of the fire, but given the length now, we believe that the documents are available at Fleet Street or BHD, and the review should go forward. So what we're requesting is an adjournment of the appeal process until we get a chance to get the documents that the court has ordered turned over and have an appropriate time to hear our appeal, or to prepare our appeal. Secondly, and I apologize, Madam Chair, for appearing against your resolution, but we're making a request that this committee hear Ration's appeal. The Milwaukee County ordinances allow for either this committee or a review committee to hear the appeal. The ordinances provide no guidance on which way to go. So let me assure you, though, that there is a significant difference between the two processes. There is also a significant difference why BHD and the Corporation Council want to go to the review panel route. The ordinance provides that the review panel only consider the record. That's what Mr. Colon reviewed, and the record is what was in the record at the time of our appeal, which was exactly nothing because we didn't have the documents at that time. So we were unable to have all of the issues that we now know about in our appeal. The review committee, there is no, I think if you review the ordinance, you will see there is no procedure for the review committee to hold a hearing. The review committee's job is to review the record and to actually act as a court of appeals. They review it for, did just like Mr. Colon did. So ultimately, there is no opportunity for us to provide new evidence, which is why we are so strenuously asking that this committee review, because the ordinance gives this committee the opportunity to take evidence, and then we can get a chance to show you all that we have learned about the process. If we go through the review committee, nothing will change. They don't have any of the evidence. We won't be able to get any evidence in. They'll just approve what happened, and we'll end up in court eventually. So, the ordinance provides either or. So, well, I understand, Madam Chair, that you have chosen this route. That's one route, but the other route is that you could go the standing committee route. In the standing committee, you could have a hearing examiner, you could take testimony, I could show you. I know we had a very intense thing when we were trying to stop the freight train from getting the contract approved back on March 13th, but what we have learned now is so much more significant about not only the pricing, the scoring, and all the things that were done in the process that will literally not come out in any other way unless you hear that evidence. And otherwise, like I say, it'll drag on for an awful lengthy amount of time. So I can promise you that if you vote this down and decide to hear it yourself, that you will be enlightened on this process beyond your imagination. There are very disturbing things, and I expect there will be more when we get the emails. So, like I say, I disagree with Mr. Grady. The ordinances, if you read the ordinances, they do not provide an opportunity for a hearing in front of the review committee. This is literally turning the process back to the administration. I believe this is the chance for the county board to take a look at this and review the process and see what happened. We talked about pricing last time. We had a guess that the price, we knew that we were cheaper. We didn't know how much. Now it turns out we're significantly more cheaper. There's issues on references. There's issues on scoring and all kinds of, and DBE, all of those things we believe this committee needs to hear. And so I would ask for you to...
Thank you, Mr. Hallbrooks. And your 3 minutes are up. I did give you a little bit of extra time. I think you've made your point abundantly clear.
Thank you.
And again, for the record, I want to state, I'm sorry, for the record, I had no conversation with BHD administration regarding this whatsoever, and I think Mr. Cohen will back me up on that. So the only conversation I had was with Mr. Grady regarding what our options were and how we should proceed. And so, again, what we have before us is the creation of this administrative review committee. This is, again, a precedent that's been set by the Parks Department. They have formed two other administrative committees. I believe the assertion that this somehow goes then back to administration is just blatantly false, because it actually, and again, we have the documentation in front of us, goes before these three individuals. If Mr. Grady said that this will be a hearing, it will be a hearing, and the members of this committee will be notified, as will the public, as to when that hearing will take place, and you'll be able to present your information there. Supervisor Stemper.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I think an independent committee is appropriate, and I also think our ability to go to the meeting and hear the evidence will also help us in our decision making on whether we should approve the contract or not. But what I'm concerned about is making sure you're adequately prepared. Now, you need your documents and you need your information to be released. So, my question would be to who is accountable for that, and where is your information so you can prepare properly for this hearing so we can hear all evidence on both sides of the story.
There are a couple of...
Hold on. I have not called on you. And Mr. Grady is coming to the table. And Mr. Hallbrooks, if you don't mind, I'd like for you to go back and sit in the audience. Thank you very much. Mr. Grady, could you answer Supervisor Stemper's question, please?
Yes. Thank you, Madam Chair. Mr. Hallbrooks is correct that there has been ongoing litigation over public records between the county and his client or his company. And that is not quite finished. As he indicated, there are some records that I need to review for attorney-client privilege before they can be released. Frankly, I would have hoped to have it done by now, but as you know, we've had unusual circumstances, and I've not been in my office until this morning for the first time. I would agree that they need to have those records before the hearing can proceed, so it's very likely that the hearing will probably have to wait until that process is finished, but I'm hoping that it will be finished fairly quickly. And so, I've gotten several communications from a different attorney for the law for the company who represents them in the public records case on this issue. I haven't had a chance, the ability to respond to them, but I do intend to tell them that my advice to the review committee will be that they get the opportunity to get the records within reason. I mean, once they get the records they've asked for, I think that should be it. There shouldn't be further delays, but they certainly should get the ones they've asked for. And so I think that will cause some, I hope, short delay in the scheduling of the review committee hearing. In addition, I want to go back to the points I made earlier. The ordinance does allow the review committee, the administrative review committee, to hold a hearing, but it's very vague in terms of the ordinance what that hearing is comprised of. It just says the hearing shall be as extensive as the committee thinks it needs to be. I'm paraphrasing. And so whether they allow additional evidence or whether they decide not to is going to be up to them. It will not be like a jury trial. It's not going to be, you know, witnesses and subpoenas and cross-examination, but that doesn't necessarily mean that the review committee won't be allowed to hear additional evidence if they think they need to. So that'll be up to that committee to decide. And last, on the point about the interpretation of the ordinance is pretty unclear about whether the committee, this committee, has the authority to reject the recommendation for a review committee or not. All it says is that either the standing committee or a review committee appointed, whose members are appointed by the chair and confirmed by this committee could be read and normally would be read with respect to the members and their naming. That's how I read it. I will tell you it's not unreasonable to read it the other way and say that that confirmation is not only the confirmation of the members, but the fact of the review committee. Right. And so I think, to be completely fair to the members of the committee, I think you probably, as chair, ought to give them the chance to be heard on whether there should be a review committee or not, because the ordinance is not clear, and it's not clear enough for me to say one way or the other what the intent of the ordinance was. And so I think if that's the desire of Supervisor Weishon, I think his motion would be a motion to reject the recommendation in its entirety, and then you put that to a vote, and then if that fails, then you have, a motion to approve. And so I'm sorry for that. Mm-hmm. It's just that this ordinance is just not real clear. It just says confirm, appoint the members and confirm the committee, and it's unclear to me whether that's intended to be confirm just the members or confirm the entire committee, the fact of the committee.
Okay. I want to clarify as well that our acting on this today has no impact on when the actual review will take place, so when the hearing will be held.
The ordinance says it should be within 10 days, but it allows the committee to extend that time if necessary. So it could be 10 days, it could be later if that's what's required.
Okay. All right, Supervisor Mayall.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Mr. Grady, how long do you think it's going to take you to get that paperwork to them?
Best guess, a week or two, maybe less.
So we'll be in our
office. What my office looks like.
That's true. I understand. We haven't been in ours yet, so.
Yeah, we don't know what we got.
I have the information electronically. I have to be able to get to it, and it's 6,000 pages that I have to go through.
Madam Chair.
Yes.
I would like to support you, but I would like you have your. I would like to lay this item over until the September cycle to have you confirm exactly what the individual you want, but also put a hearing date that this is coming back to our committee for up or down vote to make sure that we have everything clear. Because after listening to Corp Counsel, you can look at this one way or the other. Is this committee going to make the final decision for this committee and for the county board? Or can we got to get a little bit more clarity to this? And you brought up a valid point. Who's when you look at this, who's going to make that decision? I mean, I know they're going to have the information, and are they going to be able to bring in new, more information? How are you planning to run this, Madam Chair? Because you want to have this appoint this committee, but how's this committee going to run?
The committee is going to run as it's set up by ordinance. So it is an administrative review committee. So we'll review. So generally, let's just go back, and you can correct me when I'm wrong, Corporation Counsel. So generally, what happens is the department sends out an RFP. The department then sets up a scoring panel. That scoring panel reviews the RFPs. They give them a rating. Mm-hmm. And then the department reviews the findings of that review panel. They determine which provider they'd like to go with based on the rating that they received from the review panel. And then they bring that forward to the committee, and then we vote for it. In this particular case, and I think most of us will remember, in OmniCare, Roshan's OmniCare has a concern with that process. They're concerned with the way the RFP was let. They're concerned with the review panel. They're concerned with the rating they received. They were concerned with the recommendation that was brought forth to this committee. They came to that committee meeting. They voiced their concern. They have done all the paperwork, and they are now appealing it, which is why we are forming this committee, to go back over and review independently from the department the RFP process, the panel, the scores, and to bring forward to this committee possibly a new recommendation, or possibly the same recommendation that we had before us previously. And so, generally, in this process, we're not hands-on. We don't listen. We don't sit on the RFP. On the review panel, and we don't weigh in on it until it's in front of us. And so, that's what brought us to this point. So I don't want us to lose track of that. Generally, at this point, they would have come to committee. We would have voted it up or down, and we would have been done with it. And so, this is actually an appeal. And again, so the final determination from this committee will come before this board. And so I would hope that my colleagues would not want to lay this item over, but instead that someone would amend it, because again, Corporation Counsel has told us that once we approve this, we have 10 days. Once it's approved by the full board, we have 10 days then to institute this review committee. We've heard Mr. Hallbrook say that's not going to be a legitimate amount of time. We know that Mr. Grady has not released the documentation that Mr. Hallbrook is saying that they need in order to prepare their defense. And so I think it is appropriate for a motion to be made by this committee to increase those days. However, there's nothing that's prohibiting us from creating the committee today. Corporation Counsel Grady.
To clarify, one thing, I think most of what you described in terms of the process is accurate. The only...
Okay. You have fun now. Go ahead, Mr. Grady. I'm sorry, Corporation Counsel. Sorry, Madam Chair.
The only thing I would correct is that the 10 days, the ability to extend the 10 days will be with this review committee, not with the standing committee.
Okay.
And they will they'll probably have to amongst themselves elect a chair or to run their meeting, and then they'll run their meeting like any other committee, I guess, and they'll make that decision whether they think they need more time, which I think is obvious here. They're going to need more time. And I think they'll make the decision on how much of a hearing they want to hold. That's their decision. And so, but in terms of the layover, I think the intent here is, you never know with people's vacation schedules and other things with the August recess, but the intent here was to have this Administrative Review Committee complete its work prior to the next September meeting of this committee, so that if it's an affirmation, that will be in front of this committee to vote on. If it's a change in course, that is not a do-over, let's start over. If it's a recommendation for a different vendor, then that will be before this committee. So the hope is that by your September meeting, you will have an action item for your standing committee on the actual pharmacy RFP contract recommendation. I would add one more thing just to complicate this further. We have Act 14. It's probably also going to have to go to Finance Committee, just to say that.
Okay. Supervisor Mayo?
I'm not in favor, so go ahead.
Supervisor Taylor?
Well, I know you went through how this whole process worked and how we got to this point, and in terms of the where this has been used before was in parks, and I'm guessing that's on the paddle boat situation.
There were two, actually.
That one,
yeah.
And also the one with Whitnall Park?
Burner,
yeah, Whitnall Burner. One of them stuck. One of them, actually, the committee then reversed it, but then reversed back because of some things that came up. Here's the thing. At the end of the day, we need to get all the information, okay? So if the chair thinks that it's going to go to this administrative committee, and we heard from the attorney that they only may allow certain information to come forward, that's not good enough for me. I want to be able to hear what exactly went on. Now, there's other ways to cover this. I mean, it could go to the press, and they could talk about all this, you know, 20,000 pages of scandalous material or whatever. It sounds like it's juicy or whatever. I don't know. But the point is I'm not just going to rubber stamp a committee. And last time this came before the committee, I think the chair gave like 3 minutes, and that was it. Nope, now you're done talking. If we're going to make the decision, it's not just going to be, well, this is what this panel came up with, and then have their attorney show up and say, yeah, but there are 2,000 pages that this committee didn't let into the record. Well, then we better let it into the record, because now getting all that information on the table is not going to fly with me. So if you want to go with this administrative panel, that's fine, but they better be wide open to what they hear and not just very selective of was this process filed or not, because it sounds to me that, and I am not going to jump to any conclusions, that things may have not been done appropriately, and now you're talking that there's different dollar amounts. I mean, I remember last time it was maybe about a $250,000 amount more it was costing going to the new vendor.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want to jump to any conclusions, but this administrative body of three people better let it wide open and take the time, because if this gets to us in September and the attorney that's appealing says, yeah, but they only heard a quarter of the information, then we got a problem.
Mm-hmm. Well, as Corporation Counsel has stated, the determination as to how wide open the hearing becomes will be up to the administrative determination review committee. And as you can see from the document in front of you, Steve Cady, who is our county board staff, Veronica Robinson and Jim Hudson are being recommended to be on this committee. Those are people that we have ample access to because they all work in the courthouse. And so you definitely can let your desires be known to them. And I would hope the same thing. I would hope that when we come back here in September that we don't have Roshan's Omnicare sitting at the table saying, I had A, B, C, and D, and Z, and they didn't take a look at all of it.
Right.
I would like for this to be concluded once and for all. And forever. Okay, Supervisor Mayo, and then Supervisor Stamper.
Madam Chair, this is something, and the Corp Counsel could chime in this. Normally, when we have administration appeals, it comes in front of the standing committee. This is new that we're trying to use precedent with what the Parks Department have done, because we have a number in the past, because we rarely have this. And it normally we do come in from, we had a couple, a number of them in Transportation Public Works about they want to have, regardless, it came in front of Transportation Public Works, and also came in front of Health and Human Needs, one with CYD and a number of other ones. So I know it's your call to make sure that you want to think to streamline this process and not have it in front of us. But now, since it's getting really murky, and we do not have control over the panel review, second of all, it's not in your resolution. It states that it comes back to this committee because it's not in the ordinance, because they can make the final decision and don't have to come back here. So I'm not in favor of your
just want to be clear that this is not a resolution. This is a memo, and this is the process, again, that has been followed by this county board. And we actually used the exact template that has been used in parks to create these committees.
The county board did not approve this. This is not an ordinance from the county board. This is something that you that is just created right now in parks. There's no ordinance that says that we have to use this template or saying that we're going to have to do this review point. This is something, do it says, Mr. Madam Chair, you guys are court counsel, that even as this review board, do it have to come back to this committee?
Mr. Grady?
Madam Chair, the standing committee clearly will have the results of the review decision for its consideration, whatever those results are. And so, I mean, I can see a wide variety of possibilities. One is affirmation of the recommendation that the process appeared appropriate, the decision, the recommendation appears to be have basis, and then you'll have that decision in front of you when you're considering the contract. Another possibility could be, we don't like this RFP process. We think there are problems with it, whatever they are, and therefore we think, because the scoring was done incorrectly, we think if it had been done correctly, it would have come out with Omnicare. And they would have that in front of you. It doesn't mean you have to accept that or take it. It's another piece of information you have in front of you when you're deciding who to give the contract to. Third possibility might be that they find the process has enough failures that they recommend that it be done over. They find that they just scratch the whole thing and start over. That I don't think would come to you, but you would still have on your agenda the recommendation for the contract, and that you'd have to know whether the administration is going to follow the Administrative Review Committee's recommendation or whether they're going to still push the contract to you. But either way, you're going to have the results of this decision-making process from this review committee for your consideration at the committee. And at the committee, it's entirely up to your or the chair's discretion on how much you let people talk on any item. So whether even if the review committee lets them have 10 days of hearings and present 50 million pages of paper, there's nothing that in law prevents you from letting them do it all over here again if you want to let them do that. Because they may, if they're not satisfied with the hearing, even if they're allowed to do everything they want to do, you don't think they're not going to come here and then ask you to listen to it again anyway? So I think the point here is to streamline this process, to divorce the standing committee, which is making the ultimate decision on the contract, from someone who has more expertise in the RFP process, best practices, the way to handle RFPs, the way they should be scored. People who are recommended for this have that kind of familiarity. I'm not saying supervisors don't, but it's a day-to-day kind of thing for most of these kind of people that are recommended for the committee. And so you get that kind of expertise brought to these administrative review committees. And if you don't like the people selected, that's a different issue. But the committee is a way to separate yourself out. I believe Omnicare is a registered as lobbyists. They can talk to you as public officials. That's their right when they're in front of the committee to talk about this matter. And so I think you can do that. I'm not recommending that you spend 3 days listening to anybody, whether it's Omnicare, whether it's Joe Volker, whether it's anybody else. I don't think that's how you should run your meetings, but that's your call as a committee.
Thank you, Supervisor Schmidt. I'm sorry, Supervisor Stemper. You're correct.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm not clear on the authority of this independent board. In the previous board that was developed and parked, the only authority they had was to approve the process. They really didn't accept any information. It was about the process. And if the process is correct, then they're going to, of course, go with the recommendation. So it's not just, if this is in the policy, we need to put in authority, if we're going to have this independent review, that they listen to the whole story and reason with all the information. And therefore, at that time, us as supervisors can come there and listen to it. Then we can develop our votes and develop our opinions at that hearing. So there needs to be some type of hearing, not just what's the process, because it may not just be the process. It may be the result of the process, or the result of or what was submitted to determine what company should get the contract. So I don't know. Are we able to grant authority to this independent board where they can listen to all the information and not just the process?
Madam Chair, the ordinance is very clear about what this committee is supposed to do. And I'm just going to, it's fairly short, and I'll just read it to you. It says this review committee shall review the material, review the process, and then it says they're supposed to answer the following questions. Did the department keep within its jurisdiction? Did the department act according to law? Was the action of the department arbitrary, oppressive, or unreasonable, representing its will and not its judgment? In other words, is it basically just arbitrary, capricious? Is that how the department acted, or was there a rational process for it? And was the evidence such that the department might reasonably make the determination in question? In other words, was there evidence in the record to support the recommendation? The next sentence says, the committee shall conduct as extensive a hearing as it believes is required to apply the test outlined.
Okay. So it's already there. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I think that should be read to the committee when it's time.
I would...
Only thing issue now is the Omnicare needs time to get the documents. So how do we... But we still want this to happen in September. So what's the proper motion for them to get the documents and this to still happen in September? And approve this. I want to do all three. I want to approve this. I want them to get the documents. And I want this to happen in September. What is the motion for that?
Chair, I don't think this committee needs to worry itself about getting the documents. That's subject to court order. I'm personally subject to the court order, or the county, I guess, is subject to court order. Those documents will be produced. And they'll be produced in a timely enough fashion that this hearing can occur in August. And so, and I will not, well, I will recommend to the review committee that, and they, I hope, will follow my recommendation, that they not hold this hearing until they've got those, until Omnicare has those documents. So I think those two things will take care of themselves. I think the only thing you need to worry about as a committee is affirming, if that's your desire, the recommendation to compose this review committee.
Okay. However, it will be affected if they don't get their information in time, because then when it's time for them to have the hearing, and they have the hearing without them having their documents in time within that 10-day time frame, if they don't elect to expand it, it'll be an issue. That's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you, Attorney Gray.
Can I just very briefly...
Advisor Stemper, did I hear a motion for approval in there?
I'm looking to approve all three if it's possible. In one. I do. With the Corporate Council's recommendation that it will take care of itself and it will still happen in September, that's what I received from them. Yes, I move approval.
Okay. Supervisor Schmidt. I'm sorry. Corp Council.
Just a very quick comment. Madam Chair, I'm the attorney for Milwaukee County. I am not here to try to create legal problems for the county. I'm not here to try to create errors in the process. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do whatever I can to prevent errors in the process, and that includes making sure they have what they legitimately should have before this hearing occurs.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I just ask you to remember that Mr. Harbrooks is not the attorney for the county. He represents somebody else.
Right. I appreciate that.
Thank you. Which is why I asked him to have a seat in the audience. All right.
Oh, he's
okay.
He's not.
That's okay.
I'm sorry. What is his role? He's an attorney. He works for Omnicare.
Right.
He works for them. What is your legal title with Omnicare, Mr. Harbrooks?
He's a consultant to the company.
He's a consultant. Okay.
Is that an attorney?
No.
Okay. Just a consultant.
He happens to be an attorney.
Right.
But he is not operating today as the attorney for Omnicare. He is here as a consultant.
He's as a consultant, but he is an attorney.
Yes.
Okay.
He used to be a judge. Okay. All right. Supervisor Schmidt, you ready?
I think so.
Okay.
This has been more than enlightening for a few days here. And so, well, you know what? It just points out We've been asking, and just the other committee, about, you know, RFP processes. We've talked about RFP processes, and that, yes, it's department or a group, a committee who does these, but then we've always had a chance, and many times they've come in closed sessions. We've talked about, you know, pros and cons of a contract. You know what? Somehow through all this, that's what we got to get back to, and to have staff involved. I mean, I'm going to be consistent. I mean, I've always said, we've had anything important and controversial, well, look at the stuff we had. He said, she said. This one says. You know, we got to follow some law. That's why we need corporation counsel. And we need some third party that we do trust to help guide us a little bit. I mean, for us to get 2,000 pages here and try to have a committee hearing, I mean, this is what we were trying to do just before,
right,
which was not successful.
Right.
Okay? So this is why I lean to, and I think to be consistent, I've always asked, I've always respected, and we need our staff for guidance. The administration has theirs. They come up to us, and we're an independent body. We're an equal branch. We were supposed to be anyway, according to the Constitution. Okay, that mm-hmm. we'd have powers. So I want to make sure we continue with those powers, no matter what the state says. And so I liken the fact that, you know, and in finance all the time, we respected Mr. Hare, we respected Mr. Cady. You know, we can always disagree. We can disagree with Corp Counsel, too, but I want to make sure we get those checks and balances, if you will, in that sense. And If we get ourselves, I mean, I was complaining today about several things. Well, when is staff going to weigh in? When are we going to have some chance to at least have our staff, who works for us, okay? Other people work for the county executive, okay? Department heads work for the county. They have their opinion. That's great. And if it's about contracts, and, you know, we should be in closed session and hear those kinds of things. And then in lieu of that, then I want someone on our staff. You know, I want our audit, and I want our controller, we share, okay, and I want our staff person, Mr. Cady in this instance. That's who I want looking at this. So that's why I would be, you know, and we still have a kick at the can, but we always rely on other information. I mean, to us to digest this on our own and think we're going to not have questions about it. If we came to this committee, I'd have questions of Corporation Counsel. I'd have questions of our staff. I would still have questions. So I'd like to get some of those answers beforehand in some kind of document that we can reasonably look at and then can try to digest it in some kind of summary fashion that makes some sense to us. Mm-hmm. And that's why, you know, I maybe this is a little unusual, but I think we're lacking this as we go forward. If we're going to just get contracts and we have no way to debate them or no way to look at them, the only way to do it is something like this or make sure our staff looks at it. So I think we should go ahead and do it. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. Supervisor Stemper.
Yeah, real quick for my own assurance. Steve Cady, Veronica Robinson, and Jim Hobson, have they reviewed RFPs before?
Mr. Cady has, and Ms. Robinson has, and I'm not sure whether or not Mr. Hodgson has, but he's got a very extensive background in contracts and such.
All right. Okay. So looks like a qualified crew.
The names were selected by the chairman.
Oh, okay. Looking,
I'm just saying that.
Yeah, I'm looking for like this selected.
Yeah.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
You brought in the big
guns. Mayo in there, but okay.
Okay.
Oh, no.
All right. So we do have a motion for approval. Are there any other comments or questions from committee? Seeing none, Madam Clerk.
Madam Chair, Supervisors, we do have a motion to lay over to the September cycle that we have to address first.
Oh. I don't remember who. Was that Wyshawn?
Resume.
Do you still want to do that?
Yeah.
Okay. And just to clarify, Mr. Grady, what I heard from you is that a layover is not entirely necessary.
Because we'll get everything.
That we are going to, if we were to pass this today, we would hand it off to this committee that we're forming today. They then would make the determination.
Chair, you hand the mic over if you're going to keep talking from the chair to your vice chair.
I am clarifying for the committee.
You constantly talk from the chair. Can you hand your mic over on your?
I will not hand the mic over. No, I will not.
Chair, so much, please.
Let's be polite.
I would like for everybody to remain respectful throughout this process. I understand it's been a long day. We will take a break after this item, but I'm going to...
Let's power through.
Ask that everybody be respectful.
Power through.
Thank you.
Right.
Mr. Grady.
Madam Chair, I'm not going to try and assign motivation to the motion or the movement and why he's
right,
making his motion.
And I don't want you to.
But okay. As I said, the intention, at least my intention and the advice I will be giving to the committee is to try to get this hearing done in August so that their decision, whatever it is in front of you together with the recommendation from the department for the contract award for your September meeting.
Okay. Thank you very much. Madam Clerk, on the motion, thank you. On the motion for layover.
Stamper.
No.
Mayo.
Aye.
Schmidt.
No.
Weishaupt.
Aye.
Bowen.
No.
Taylor.
No.
Madam Chair.
No.
2 ayes, 5 noes. The motion to lay this item over to the September cycle fails.
On the motion for approval, Director Colon.
I just wanted to ask you for a favor. A couple people have to leave. So I know you wanted to take a break.
I wanted
to see if we could do redesign and...
There's only two more items left. We're going to take a break. We're going to take a break. It's only going to be about 10 minutes. We're not going to take a lunch break, but we're going to... For some reason, this room affects people's minds, and so we need to take a break. Everybody get the opportunity to clear their heads, and then we'll come back after.
Our minds being fried here.
Four items left, yeah. We have four items left, so we'll take a 10-minute break. Everybody can run, splash some water on the face, whatever, and then we'll come back. Thank you.
It's a flu.
Cousins
it's
outside.
Floor.
Okay.
This is the culinary.
All right. On the approval.
Is that clear?
Seeing no other comment or question, Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
All right, thanks.
Stamper.
Aye.
Mayo.
No.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Weishaupt.
No.
Bowen.
Aye.
Taylor.
Aye.
Madam Chair.
Aye.
5 ayes, 2 noes. The motion to approve is approved.
Thank you. We'll take a 10-minute break. All right, 15-minute break. Please be back in the room in your spot at 1:15. Thank you. Like I said, it's a new room. We can do new things in a new room.
Get away from me.
Is this on camera,
Jason? Yes, it is. It is on camera.
Is the sternocentral viewing this? I'm about to stick my finger in Supervisor Mayo's face.
I tried to get hold of you.
The other stuff too?
Machine.
This has nothing to do with the
I probably had 100 stuff too.
Oh,
call me too.
Go ahead, stop.